Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
All right, so this is kind of like a unofficial survival and basic badass podcast. Basically, if you get offended and think that politics has no place in, in survival and prepping, and you like to keep your prepper skills pure, then you want to just hit delete on this episode.
Yeah, you can turn it off now.
We're okay with that. I don't know. I just feel that, with everything going on, I have to do a little ranting about gun control. I kind of am tempted to throw on one of those old episodes that we had way back in the day and bring it back on gun control where I carried on for hours. But, whatever. I don't know. I'm not trying to incite trouble. That's the problem. I feel like everybody, we just turn to hating each other and hard absolutes of it has to be this, it has to be that, and we're all turning on each other, and I don't think that's the way the world should be. You know what? These kids that, are going and marching in Washington or at the state capitol in Florida or whatever they're doing, they're kids. They just went through a traumatic experience, and, times are hard. So I can understand where they're coming from. Also, when you're younger and haven't really formed a lot of your ideas, you want everything to be black and white. You're like, guns hurt people and, this ended bad. I saw horror. I saw bad things. And, and we have lots of people who are funding them. I guess Spielberg is throwing money at them and all these people to push an agenda. Now, whether they know about that or not, usually people just go with the flow and don't have any idea what's going on. Anyway, not here to talk to you about a bunch of kids, whatever. Obviously, anybody getting shot and stuff, this is horrible and it's shitty and it sucks. Nobody likes it. Nobody's happy about it. Nobody wants school shootings to happen. Here's the thing, though. We have constitutional amendments. The Constitution is supposed to be solid and mean something. The Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, having free speech and being able to to say what you want unless it offends somebody. Mm-hmm. That's not really what it was supposed to be. And when you make these compromises, this is when we get into trouble. And you just keep giving and giving. And that's why people are so adamant and push so hard on this. The Second Amendment says, shall not be infringed. Now, they talk about, a militia. Well, one, the Supreme Court's already decided it's not just a militia. It's for the people and for the individual. They have the right to keep and bear arms. Now, shall not be infringed means to limit. If you limit what type of guns I can own, how old I have to be to own them, how many rounds I can have, in a gun, or how long the barrel can be, or where I can carry it. guess what? That's infringement. And every step that we give to the government, they just take more and more. And
it never goes backwards. It never goes the other way.
Exactly. Now, here's the thing about, you know, full auto and bump stocks and all this crazy nonsense going on right now. To be honest, I'm not a fan of full auto. I think it wastes bullets. I think people don't worry about accuracy. I think if I'm carrying 30 round clips, I freaking burn through that in nothing and it doesn't do anything good for me and it doesn't help me. Bump stocks, I think they're even worse than full auto by a long shot because they really do hurt your accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have control. Guess what? If I'm shooting at something, I want to hit it.
Right.
I would rather hit it with one bullet than spray 10 bullets at it and have nine of them miss. That doesn't do me any good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you guys have heard me talk about the binary triggers. Fostech makes this. They call it the Echo 2, where you squeeze the trigger and it shoots, and you let go of the trigger and it shoots again. So you get basically two shots for every one, which speed you up. Now, that's kind of cool. I think it's kind of fun to play with and a neat idea. But do I think it's really going to change me, standing up to a tyrannical government? No, I don't think it's going to help me to have that. It's not going to make a big difference. Really, the only benefit you have there is a little bit of cover fire that gets people scared where they all duck because they never know what's coming. You know, aside of that, it doesn't really gain you anything. But having said all that, let me tell you, I am for full auto even being legal. I think it's ridiculous to ban bump stocks. I think it's ridiculous to limit me to 10 rounds like we do in New York. I think it's ridiculous to say a kid can go to war and be a soldier when he's 18, but he can't buy a gun. Or now they're talking about, well, maybe we'll only allow him to buy certain guns. Well, that really sounds like infringement to me.
Mm-hmm.
When you're like, oh, certain guns, but then when he's 21, he can buy other guns. That's just ridiculous. So the problem is when you give them a little bit, they're just going to take and take. And that's why I pull these hard lines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, realistically, do I think that an AR-15 makes it easier for somebody to go do a mass shooting and hurt a lot of people? You know what? Compared to a shotgun or a bolt action rifle, it does.
Absolutely, it does.
AR-15 is a very effective weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it does a lot more maim than kill, but obviously, you know, you can argue that it mm-hmm. did a lot of killing too. So, but just the same, it's definitely a very, you know, effective weapon. Now, this is the problem. There are things that I don't like about having unlimited freedom, but that's the problem. They're the First Amendment, free speech. I don't want people to be able to be like, yeah, you know, I hate Jews and whatever.
Yeah.
It upsets me.
Right.
But I can't choose for everybody else. And the thing is, freedom comes at a cost. And I know everyone's like, well, you know, everyone who is anti my argument here is like, well, the cost is our children and that's too high. You know, my babies. And you know what? We love our kids. But what you have to realize is that when you open the door and we, you know, we do something, one, it's shown to not be very effective, banning guns. I hate to say it. We had the assault weapons ban when Columbine happened.
Right.
It didn't do anything. The FBI said there was no difference after the assault weapons ban that they did and to when they, you know, when they, before they instated it and then after.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big push of how they let it run out and got rid of it because it wasn't effective. It didn't really work. And the thing is, so it's a nice idea. It makes us feel a little safer in the moment, but the consequences and the risks are very heavy. Gun control always comes before tyrannical government. And I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but I feel like our government is getting a little more tyrannical.
Right.
And no, I don't think we live in Nazi Germany, and I don't think this and that.
Not yet.
But they sure control a lot of steps. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Nazi Germany wasn't like you just pictured it in your head when I said that,
mm-hmm.
when they took away the guns.
Right.
But guess what? Within 1 year,
mm-hmm.
it did turn into that ugly state.
Right.
And do you know there are so few places in the world right now where I would feel safe, both from my government or that my government is going to protect me? I mean, ISIS and these people are, Muslims are running around tearing up stuff and getting crazy all over the freaking world.
Mm-hmm.
This whole organ harvesting and trafficking, there's more people in slavery now than ever in the history of the world. The governments aren't doing a great job protecting you, if that's how you feel.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, if you're in trouble and you're hoping the cops are going to save you, you're in a pretty shitty situation. That, because it ain't going to happen. They're not going to just show up every time you need them and be there to help out when somebody's kicking in your door. And, you know, the thing is, a lot of people act like, you know, our government can't devolve. Our government can't get worse than it is. You know, it's a very short road.
Yes.
The idea that the people running the government are more concerned about your welfare than you are is ridiculous.
It is. I mean, if you're honest with yourself. Now, so that's kind of my emotional stance on the Second Amendment and basically how I feel about that.
Uh-huh.
But then the next thing, let's look at this from a logical, grounded point of view. Is the government that runs healthcare the same group of people that you want to, you know, to take charge and decide what guns you as an individual who they used to be afraid of,
mm-hmm.
you know, decide what you have?
Right.
That doesn't really sound right to me. Look at it this way. The America is ranked number 4 in most likely it's like to be, you know, murdered or something like that, highest murder rate or whatever. But then if you take out Chicago, New Orleans, New York City, and Washington, D.C., we're 4th from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It totally turns around. Now, all 4 of those cities, you're like, oh, well, you can't just pick and choose which things.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, all 4 of those cities, no guns.
That's true.
It's already illegal. See, that's the whole thing. Nobody talks to you about, gee, there's all these shootings in Chicago every week.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are getting shot in school in Chicago every weekend, or every week, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the weekend, right? They're home. I don't know. But that's the thing, is the gun laws aren't really working. And I just got to say that the cost seems so high. But that's it. That's my whole take. I'm not angry. I'm not yelling.
Mm-hmm.
I just, we got to stand up and keep fighting, because I got to tell you, it ends bad when it goes the other way. And,
right.
you know, you don't want to be the guy standing there with a rock when they come after you with AR-15s.
It's not working out great for the Palestinians.
And I have to point out, the government doesn't use AR-15s. They never have,
because no.
they're not a military weapon.
Right.
I know everyone's like, oh, the same rifles as our military. Well, that's because they're ignorant and have no understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay.
It's all right.
Take a breath. But so with that, I just kind of wanted to put in my 2 cents, because I'm too pent up and whatever. And everybody I talk to is just caught up in the emotion on this.
Mm-hmm. Everybody is hostile to Chuck's opinions. And my opinions. I just keep them to myself. You know, I know.
Kevin's a little bit smarter than me.
I know that if you, when you get in trouble, the best thing to do is just lay low. And that's my opinion on this. In 6 months, when these laws start coming up to be, you know, to be voted on, everyone's going to be, wait a minute. No, I like owning a gun. This isn't cool. You know, if you're opposed to gun laws, then, you know, you can send your guns to me. I will take them. I will keep them safe.
Put them in a safe place.
Yeah, mail them to my house. You know, I will take care of all the paperwork.
and the right amount of guns.
And all the ammunition.
Might even come pick them up.
Yeah, the ammunition that you have laying around that's just being dangerous. I'll take it.
You don't even have to cut them in half. We'll just take them as they are.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I keep seeing that on the internet. They're hacking their guns in half.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Good for you. Good for you.
I just can't let my AR-15 hurt somebody else. It's just too much.
Too dangerous.
So, with that, you know, you guys have hate mail. You're angry. Shoot us an email at preppingbadass@gmail.com and tell us about how you're so offended. And you probably cried a little bit, you know, when you heard those things. You're
offended. Catch your tears in a cup, and you can send that to me, too. I will drink it.
And with that, we will catch up with you later.
A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Oh, a mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.